A year is coming to a close and a new year is coming. So that means new possibilities, new great things ahead. So in episode 82, I'm going to share with you 6 steps that you can take to have an unbelievable new year and really make a change with your money. Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the preferred podcast by many women across the globe to help you take control of your finances. Join me, Jen Hempel, a motivational money coach and your host, each week as I share with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's do it. Welcome, welcome. And I cannot believe 2016 is coming to a close, but we have 2017 to look forward to. I really can't express how much I appreciate you that you have joined me on this journey. If you have been here all of 2016, thank you so much. If you are just recently joining us, welcome. And I really appreciate you being here. It's been such an amazing journey up to now, and I can't wait to see what comes in 2017. Now, I don't know how you feel about this year. I want you to think about that for a moment. How do you feel about what you have done, what you have accomplished in terms of your money? Have you achieved what you wanted to achieve? Are you feeling maybe you are stuck? Are you frustrated and overwhelmed? Are you at a point that you never thought you would be in terms of maybe something great or maybe something not so great? Where are you in your life right now in terms of your personal finances? And if it's something that you feel like you need more work on, if it's something that you feel that you need some motivation, that you need some inspiration, that you need some guidance, this is definitely an episode for you. Because in this episode, I'm going to share with you 6 steps that you can take in this year to better, to transform, to really help move your finances in the forward direction that you've been wanting them to move. So let's go ahead and get to the content in the show. But actually, I want to just make sure to invite you to our Facebook group at jenhempel.com/community. If you have not joined us there, I really, really encourage you to join us there, because by being there, you're going to be connected with like-minded women. And that makes a difference, especially if you're in an atmosphere where you don't have anyone to talk to about your money, where you don't feel comfortable talking about your money. You can connect. And I'm not saying go in there and just talk all your personal money information or all your sensitive money information or things that you're not comfortable. But what I'm saying is get in there, connect with women, and you never know that there's that going to be that one person that you really, really resonate with and that you connect with and that you can become friends with and accountability partners. So you just don't know where that will take you. So I definitely encourage you to get in there, connect, have conversations, not be afraid to really ask questions and really engage in the group. So I went off on a rant on that. That is jenhempel.com/community. If I didn't say that, because I went such off on a rant that I can't remember if I mentioned how to get there. Now, as far as the content for today, I'm going to take you through 6 steps to really change the scope of your finances. Especially if you're feeling stuck right now, if you're really feeling icky about your money right now, we're going to change that with these 6 steps. And that first step that I want to talk about is really hitting a reset, a refresh button. So if right now you're feeling icky, if right now you're feeling overwhelmed, if right now you're just not happy with your financial situation, hit that refresh button. Forget about what didn't happen this past year, what you didn't get accomplished this past year, doesn't matter. Let's hit the reset, hit the refresh button and move forward. So that is the first step, is just reset, refresh, forget what you didn't get done, forget what you didn't accomplish so you can move forward. The second step in all this is to really get clear on your why. Why do you want to make this change? What would the changes transform in your money? What would really progressing with your goals? What would paying off that debt? What would being secure for retirement mean to you? What would all those things, those that are important to you, why are they important? And I don't want you to answer because I'm supposed to do it, right? That's not the answer I'm looking for. I want an answer that is meaningful for you. That's what's going to drive you. That's what's going to move you forward in this. So get clear as to why you want to make these changes. Now, make sure that you know, again, what you want your life to look like and why. Okay. Now, I did an episode, several episodes back. That is episode 77, where I talk about your money story, where I talk about your past money story, your present money story, and writing your future money story, which is basically what you want your life to look like. So I encourage you, if you have not listened to that episode, that you go back, look for episode 77. And it will take you into more detail. And that will also help you and really gain more clarity on your why. So that is step number two. Step number three is to decide on one focus area that you really want to hone in for the next 3 months. So that is one focus area, no more. So would it be debt? Would it be budgeting your money and planning your money? Is it really trying to figure out a good system to manage your money month to month, whether a cash envelope system, a virtual system, a hybrid of the two? Is it your area of focus, really focusing and making sure you're taking action on those financial goals? Is it really focusing on savings because maybe you haven't been saving like you wanted to? Is it really getting clear as to why you feel icky about money all the time? Why maybe you're experiencing guilt when you purchase things for yourself, those type of things. So pick one area and one area only out of those things. Now, this is not to say you won't be doing other things. Of course, you're going to be paying your bills, right? But your big focus area will be one of these areas that you choose. So, and the reason why I do this is because on those days that happened to all of us where you're feeling overwhelmed with too much to do, you can take a breath and remind yourself what that one focus area. I mean, it makes a big difference in terms of looking at what that one focus area is versus thinking and looking at a big list of everything that you have to do, right? So really decide on one focus area for the next 3 months. And why 3 months? Why not 30 days? In 30 days, it's not that in 30 days you can't achieve anything. You can do stuff, but you can't see what is working and what is not working, right? You need more time. So that's why I say 3 months. And really, you can look at it in a quarter. If you're in business, you can look at it at a quarter and that type in that way as well. So that's number three. Okay. Now, number four is to write all the actions that you need to work towards on a weekly basis. So what you can do, really, really simple, is you can take a notebook and you're going to make several columns. You're going to have one column for your actions, and then you're going to create a column for every day of the week. So Sunday through Saturday, and you're going to mark off each time you work on this action. Now, if you know with some of those actions, you may need to work a few times a week, write that down in that same notebook and mark it off when you do those. So that way you can track and make sure that you have worked on it. If it's a couple days a week, whatever that may be for that particular action. So let's talk about a specific example. Let's say your focus is on budgeting. So in this example, we'll just assume that you already have a budget, right? You're not starting from scratch. You already have a budget, but maybe in this example, you have not been consistent. You have it and you don't really use it. and you don't know what in the world why you're off track, right? So some of these actions, if this is your specific scenario, it can be money check-ins. So, right. So checking in maybe once a week, and seeing what's going on with the money, updating the budget as need be, adjusting any extra expenses or any bills that maybe have come up that you accidentally missed. Cause that does happen. Also another action could be communicating where you're at with your partner. Right. So let's say, in your grocery area, you have a budget of $500 for the month. And let's say it's week three, you know, out of the 4 weeks. And right now you've already spent $450 of that $500 that you budgeted. Right. So you have to make sure that you're communicating that. So that way your partner knows and they know that there's only that $50 left, right? And they can take the appropriate action, which is not to spend more than $50. Or, you know, in between the two of you, your goal is to make sure that you don't spend above that $50. Okay. So just make sure that you write all the actions, think about it. It doesn't have to be perfect at the very beginning, because it can be, you can add those actions as you go as well. So don't think that the actions that you write down is it, because you may forget, oh, this is also a part of an action that I should be tracking. Okay. Now I do have what I call a money wellness tracking tool, that it's really, designed to spot your strengths and areas that need your attention. And it's only $7. If you're interested in taking a look, it's over at jenhemphill.com/tracker. So that's only $7. And it helps to track different areas. So it's not going to help you track the focus area necessarily, maybe some of those actions that are in this focus area, but it'll help you track what you are thinking about money. It'll help you track each time you've talked to your partner around many those type of things in other areas as well. The fifth step in all this is to stay connected. Stay connected, whether it's in our community. It doesn't have to be our community. It can be a community that you're very comfortable with, and that you trust. But stay connected in a community to like-minded individuals. And if it's our community, I'd love to have you there. Share with us your wins, your challenges. Also really, really important, find an accountability partner. I know maybe if you're married, maybe that partner might be that, but I think it's better to have someone outside of that. But that's completely up to you, but that's just my suggestion. So that's step number five. And the last step, if you haven't figured it out, the very last step is really to take action and track that action. So again, as I mentioned, you can make sure that you write all the different actions that you need to be doing and mark it off. So if, let's say, at the end of the month, you're not seeing progress, you can take a look back at this piece of paper or in this notebook and see, okay, this is what I did. And you can see what you didn't do, or you didn't do enough. And then you can gauge, okay, this is why I am at where I'm at. We didn't communicate with each other. Maybe there wasn't enough money check-ins. Maybe it could be any of those things. So it's really important to track. You can make it fun. If you're very creative and you love scrapbooking or bullet journaling, which is actually something I'm starting to do, and you can make it pretty. Just make it work for you. Make it work for you. So those are the six steps. So as a recap, the first one is to hit refresh, reset, forget what you didn't do. That doesn't matter. We're still here. There's still time. There's still another day. Step number two is to get clear on your why, what you want your life to look like and why. Also, to take a look and listen to episode 77, where we talk about past present and future money stories. And I help you write, show you and guide you how to write your future money story. And step number three is to decide the focus area that you want to focus on for the next 3 months. So that way you're not overwhelmed. Your mind is just focusing on one area versus focusing on a lot of things. We don't need more things to worry about. Let's just focus on just one thing. Step number four is to write down all your actions that you need to work towards on a daily basis and really track them. And again, you have access to my tracker for only $7 US over at jenhempill.com/tracker. The fifth step is to stay connected in a community. It could be our community over at jenhempill.com/community. So you can share with us your wins, your challenges, and in that connect with like-minded individuals, find an accountability partner. And the last section, step number six, is to take action and really make sure that you're tracking that action. So I hope that you have found that helpful, and I hope that you put it to use, because you can listen to this podcast or any podcast episode that teaches you something, that gives you some steps that you can take, and you can walk away and not do anything and not see any results. Or you can take those actions and those steps and implement them and see results. So the choice is yours. I hope that if you are listening to this, that you choose to do the latter, which is making sure that you implement, because you are here. I believe that you are here because you want a better and your financial situation. That's why you're here. So take those steps, take this free information. You're listening to this. It doesn't cost you a dime, and implement those steps. I really, really encourage you to do so. Now, FYI, in 2017, there are going to be some changes to this podcast. Since the beginning, so it's been going for a year and a half, we've been doing weekly episodes. So that is going to continue. The change will be that we're going to go into seasons, where the seasons will run a quarter, so for 3 months. But within that quarter, we're going to take a 2-week break in between. Okay. So I will let you know more specifics, in the upcoming weeks, but I just wanted to give you a heads up, because a podcast is definitely a commitment, which I enjoy completely doing. But it is a lot of work. So I need a break sometimes. So that's what we're going to do. And plus, I don't want to force myself to do a podcast and have it not be a good one. I strive to do good episodes for you so you can gain some value, so you can gain some inspiration from them. And I don't want to just do one to do one just because I committed to one every single week for the 52 weeks out of the year. So again, we'll be changing into seasons, where there'll still be weekly episodes, but there's going to be a 2-week break every single quarter. So next week on the podcast, on episode 83, we're going to be talking to Gina Robison Billups, who is the president and founder of Women's Money. And we're going to talk to her all about the 6th annual Women's Money Week, which is actually next week. From January 1st to January 7th. So that is a wrap for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of the holiday bustle to listen to this episode. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve, a safe New Year's Eve, a wonderful Happy New Year. You can check out the show notes over at jenhempill.com/82 so you can get the links that I mentioned on this episode. So thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again next Thursday.